This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks. Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Hello and thanks for downloading today's podcast. I'm Jamie Long. I hope you're okay. It's Monday the 22nd of March. And let's start with news about the coronavirus vaccine first, because a Kent MP says if the EU blocks exports of jabs to the UK, it wouldn't do anybody any good. Well, the European Commission president warned the bloc has the power to do that. It's because of frustrations that the continent's not getting the supplies it expected from AstraZeneca. The Care Minister, Helen Whateley, who's also the MP for Faversham, is calling for both sides to work together.
Well, one thing I think we can do is remind the European Union of the commitments they've made, and particularly Ursula von der Leyen, the EU president, made the commitment to the Prime Minister that the EU wouldn't block companies from fulfilling their contractual obligations to supply vaccinations, and that the EU must absolutely stand by that commitment. The threat or the speculation about limiting supply doesn't do anybody any good. I mean, what's important is that we work together with the European Union and, in fact, around the world with the countries to maximise the supply and the production of vaccine. That's a thing that is in everybody's interest, as and also the European Union's.
Next, a Kent charity says new immigration plans won't stop people making dangerous journeys to get to Kent. Under the new measures, refugees who arrive in the UK legally will be given the right to remain here on a permanent basis. The Home Secretary is due to announce the news in a bid to reduce the number of people heading to Dover in small boats. Bridget Chapman is from the Kent Refugee Action Network and says there's a wider picture.
Of course, we all agree that those people that have been brought to the UK by the government under the resettlement scheme should be given indefinite leave to remain. So I'd welcome that announcement by the Home Secretary. However, people under international law have a right to seek refuge in the country of their choosing. That is not going to go away. And the fact is that we need to find a way of dealing with that issue that means that vulnerable people don't end up using the services of a people trafficker. So I agree with the Home Secretary that people should not be using the services of a people trafficker if it can be avoided. But the way to do that is to provide people who are in Europe and who want to get to the UK with a way of applying for asylum. At the moment, there is no way to apply for asylum from outside the UK. You have to physically get here. That isn't going to stop, so we have to find a way of dealing with it. What this seems to me to be is a bit like when a property developer wants to develop a property and they need to legally put in social housing as part of that development. They don't want to do that, so they offer to build a doctor's surgery instead, which is fine, but it doesn't fix the problem when what we actually need is housing. So she's made a small concession in one area, which will make a big difference to the lives of those people that have been brought to the UK as part of the resettlement scheme. But I'd like to see figures around what she's planning to do, because unless she's going to be ambitious about it, I can't see it helping more than 2,000 people a year. But Priti Patel is suggesting that anybody who makes the treacherous journey to get to refuge in the UK should not be granted asylum. And clearly, we wouldn't agree with that.
A Kent theatre's being criticised after apparently letting go more than 40 long-serving members of staff via email. Unison, which represents workers at the Orchard in Dartford, says communication was mismanaged and the right to notice and redundancy pay was potentially ignored. Theatre bosses say no members of staff were disadvantaged by the decision and they're preparing to welcome them back when they're able to reopen.
The Kent Online Podcast with Serenity Parks.
A Bulgarian lorry driver who tried to smuggle £76,000 worth of antiques into the UK through Dover's been jailed for 2 years. Ancient coins, jewellery, statues and spearheads were found hidden inside a trailer full of trousers at the port last October. The 41-year-old initially denied knowing about the artefacts, but eventually admitted transferring criminal property following an investigation by police. Elsewhere, a Kent MP is calling for a proposed law named after a Kent boy who was abused as a baby to be included in the government's new crime legislation. Tony Hudgell, who's now six and lives in Kings Hill, needed both of his legs amputated at just 41 days old. The Police Crime Sentencing and Courts Bill is a step closer to becoming law after it was backed by MPs last week, but it didn't include Tony's law. Tunbridge and Morling's Tom Tugendhat wants the maximum sentence for child cruelty offences to be increased to life imprisonment.
Tony's law is about protecting children, and I think it should have been in there from the start. Okay, it isn't. Well, let's see about introducing an amendment into there, because I think there's a lot that we can do to make sure that people like Tony Hudgell, who were so cruelly abused by their birth parents before he was lucky enough to find his real parents in Paula and her family, that we need to make sure that the law really does protect them. It's not unusual that bills aren't perfect in their final form when they're first introduced to Parliament, and so it's not surprising that this one isn't. So I'm going to be working with colleagues to try and get the changes that I think matter, including changing the law on the treatment of children, Tony's law, that I've been campaigning for now a number of years, and I'm going to be keeping pushing for it because I think it really matters. I think making sure that we have stiffer sentences, tougher sentences for those who commit such barbarous acts against children really do need to be introduced. So I'm going to be pushing for that.
Kent Online News.
Now, how about this for a real-life hero? A paperboy from Medways saved a 94-year-old woman's life after noticing she hadn't picked up her newspapers for 3 days. 15-year-old Liam Apps from Wigmore was so worried he went back to her home after school to investigate. Nicola Everett's been speaking to him about what happened.
It all started on Thursday morning when I went to her house to deliver the paper. I got to the door and saw that there were some letters and the papers that from the previous 3 days stacked up. Didn't really think nothing of it, but through the whole day being at school, I sort of thought, oh, this could happen, this could have been happening. So as soon as I got home, I said to Mum, can we drive over there just to knock on the door, see if everything's all right? Me and this person from next door and my mum went round the back, knocked on the window. There was no response until he knocked on the window again and said, are you okay? And there was a voice who shouted back saying, I can't get off the floor. I dialed 999 on my phone and got the ambulance.
Goodness me. So what's she actually done? Because she'd hurt herself, hadn't she, quite badly?
It looked like she'd fallen over and she had a quite a big cut in her leg. She had a pressure sore on her back where she'd been obviously laying down on a slight angle for a couple of days.
You've heard from the paramedic. Obviously, the paramedics took her into hospital because she's quite an elderly lady, isn't she? What's the latest that you've heard on how she's getting on?
So I had a call from the paramedic the last night at about half seven. And she said that she's in hospital. She's having a drink. She's doing okay, which is good to hear.
How do you feel now thinking back about it as to what you did?
I feel good that I did it, because if I thought nothing of it, and then she'd probably still be there. But I do feel happy that she's doing all right and everything. And we managed to all play a role in getting her to the hospital and getting her better. So it's quite a good feeling.
New data's revealed more than 500 potentially dangerous animals are being kept as pets in Kent. 9 people in the county have special wild animal licences for things like snakes, which I could never own, scorpions, and even a zebra and monkey. You can read more about where they are at kentonline.co.uk. And in football, Gillingham threw away a lead against Doncaster Rovers on Saturday, ending the game 2-2. The Jewels scored twice in the opening 4 minutes, thanks to Jordan Graham and Verdane Oliver, but the visitors hit back before half-time to equalise. Here's boss Steve Evans speaking after the game.
Everyone knows we started the game in great form, great counter-attack, good finish by Jordan. Second goal straight off the training ground, Verdane finishes it. And there's a pivotal moment straight after when we have a corner and Robbie Cundy misses a simple chance to make it 3-0. And And we're still very comfortable in the game. One of our young centre-backs don't pick up their boy from the second phase of the corner. And then another one of our centre-backs then gets rolled in second phase, gets the ball stuck under his feet. So in fairness to Doncaster, they caused us a few problems then. The confidence probably went from being on the floor in 10 minutes to being really high. And they caused one or two problems. But the message that I expressed to Paul on the side was, let's get through at half-time and we'll regroup. And I think we did that. And I think second half, there's one team trying to win the game in the second half. There's one team we all the play. There's one team we all the corners, all the free kicks, all the movement around the box. And we create two big chances, don't we? We get two big chances, one for Macca, one for Kyle. And those players, you would expect to score. But in fairness to the Doncaster boys, they put their bodies on the line and kept them out. So we have nothing other than disappointment tonight. Simple as that, disappointment. 2 points left behind. We don't hide from it. But we'll go back into the training ground on Monday and get back on the pitch and walk hard again.
And that's all for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can subscribe to the IM News app, which will give you access to all of the KM Group newspapers. Just head to subsaver.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Kingsdown Meadow, located in beautiful Kent countryside. New homes available. Search Serenity Parks.